Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. This is Shane Phillips and you're watching, you're listening to Eye on Careers. And it's an amazing show because we have Samer Saraf, the country head for Amwal Al Khalij, a man who broke into private equity, self-made, built it up from nothing. Today he's a partner. Samer, welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you. Good to be here.
He is a Jordanian, Palestinian, Canadian, and this is a song he picked, is also Canadian, and he's telling us how he made it, you know, what are the secrets or basically some of the tenets, and we have a caller, I believe, already. So if you wanted to call into the show, it's 04-423-1010, where you can SMS us at 4001. Hello?
Hi.
Welcome to Eye on Careers. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just can't hear you that well.
You can't hear me that well?
I can hear you now. That's good.
That's the first. I rarely get that. I'm a bit loud. So,
okay. But
and so, what's your name? Sorry.
Yeah, my name's Tony.
Tony. Excellent.
Yeah.
I believe you have a question for Samer.
Yeah, I do. I'm a tutor, actually, a kind of a tutor, and I work with students a lot. And one of the things, one of my parts of my job is to motivate them to want to do well in school, to set some goals, for example. I was just wondering, at age 13, what was your goal exactly? I mean, did you know what private equity was when you were 13, or did you have some other kind of a goal?
No, I didn't know what private equity was. I mean, I think at that age, there were two things I was passionate about, like building things and putting things together, and that's where the engineering comes in, and I have a family of engineers and doctors. The other side was actually I was very much interested in trading. I was buying and selling different things, small things, obviously, that kind of, I wouldn't really call them businesses then, obviously, at that age. And trading stocks just gave me a feel for the markets. So I knew I was interested in getting to know about this more. And the older I get, I think by the time I was 16, I started reading a lot of books about investment banking. And I, at that point, I think I was more interested in the glamour of around investment banking at that time. Obviously, we don't have that same thing right now. Okay. Private equity came along later on. Is just because I actually didn't know what private equity was till probably when I got to business school. That's when I started. I mean, I had a bit of idea by reading a few things, but I wasn't really and knew much about it.
Would you say that's quite unusual? How many 13-year-olds are trading stocks?
I wasn't like trading major traders, obviously. So it was just buying small stocks that my dad was like letting me to play around with a little bit, just to get a feel for it because I wanted to do it. There might not be many, but the key thing is not the trading of the stocks or buying, whether you buy a single share and you sell it after a few days and not knowing the fundamentals. But the key thing is actually letting the person or the child to take that risk, whatever they want to do, and to go for it. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just if they have that, for example, they seem to have that trading mentality, they should do it, whatever it is, and it just builds that entrepreneurship is the key thing. You want to become an entrepreneur and wanting to do something, be passionate about it, and succeed with it. And that's the main thing that you want to do.
Tony, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Tony the tutor, and he's off to motivate his students. So that's great to know. And that's, the main point of the show. I think the key takeaway is, you know, when you look at this, one of the quotes, I can't remember who said this one, but it's, you know, make of your life a dream and of your dream a reality. And I think that's what you need to work on. And I think you're a case study of that. Of everything you've done now, you've gone overseas, you've studied, you did your master's, you joined Lehman Brothers, you worked with the famous gorilla Dick Fuld, you came to the Middle East, you know, at a time when private equity was really cutting its teeth, it wasn't fully a mature sector. What's the toughest thing you've ever done in your life?
I think one of the biggest challenges was probably when I moved to France and worked in construction management.
Because, working with the French.
Well, definitely working with the French was not the easiest thing. No, but really, it was more. I didn't speak French. I had very very basic French, so I had to learn.
You went
French.
To McGill, though.
Yeah, but I was on the English side of McGill.
Ah, oui. Très bien.
But so I literally had to learn French on my own. So just from watching TV, just working, and then working in construction management was a new thing, obviously, coming from university. And this is the first time I actually try to apply the theory that we learned at school to real world, and especially engineering. It's quite a difference if you're not doing design. So that was a big challenge, and then the first 6 months was very tough to acclimatize with the whole thing about living on your own in a country that you don't know anybody, don't know the language, and just managing it.
After working with so many businesses, working with boards of companies, working with CEOs, managing successfully your own career, what to you is the secret of success?
I mean, a lot of it has to do with just the fact that you want to be willing to take risks. You want to be, I think I like to use a quote that you hear it a lot, which is, success is when preparation meets opportunity. And doing that is definitely a key thing. So being prepared for it and being in the right place.
Success is when preparation meets opportunity.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's being prepared for, if you have an idea and you have something, you just go for it. You want to take that risk. Go out of the box. Don't sit in your comfort zone, because that's when you actually can do things and go beyond the norms of what you see in front of you. So these, I think, are key things. And then perseverance and passion. You have to have passion and drive. If you're not passionate about what you're doing, you're not enjoying it, you're not going to succeed, because you've got no desire to take it forward, to move forward. So I think that's definitely one of the key things.
So if you're in a job, when you wake up in the morning and you're just dreading getting out of bed and you're like, I do not want to go into it, do you think that person should quit? Should they hand in the resignation? Should they write their final letter and throw it in?
It doesn't have to be that dramatic, but at least they should definitely, I mean, reconsider where is their passion. I mean, they're clearly not in the right place, and find the place what drives them, what motivates them to wake up in the morning and stay excited about getting up and doing it. Even like when I was at Lehman, I was getting 4 hours of sleep a day, including weekends, because the rest of it was in the office. I still enjoyed what I was doing. I was learning a lot, and I liked it. I mean, afterwards, I was getting sick of it, but
that feeling soon waned. Yeah. But in the beginning, you did enjoy it.
Exactly.
A lot of people say, or I like to say, a job is like a boat. One of your happiest days is when you first get it, and your next happiest day is when you get rid of it.
It shouldn't be like that.
So if anyone's thinking of quitting out there and chasing your dream, do it. Throw in your resignation and go for it. How do you deal with that fear, though? Because you obviously going into France to work in this where you don't speak the language, that's crazy. There's obviously a certain amount of fear that you have to deal with. Do you have any approaches, techniques, philosophies, ideologies around how you deal with that kind of fear that we all have to face?
A lot of the fear is preparation. That's when the preparation comes in, because once you're prepared and you know what you're getting into, for example, if you're starting a new business, if you're prepared and you've done your homework, you've studied, you've analyzed it, you've researched it, and you put everything together, there is a risk, obviously, that it might not work, but that's fine. Take that risk, and once you're prepared, the fear kind of diminishes quite a bit. And if there is a failure, as long as you realize that from that failure you're going to learn from it, then that's all right as well. I mean, I've started a few businesses that have failed completely. It didn't work out at all, and this was fine.
Just totally got thrown down the stairs, dragged by down the street, and just spitting your teeth out on the floor, blood everywhere, and you're okay with that.
It's fine. I mean, I learned what the mistakes I've done. As long as I recognized what I've done wrong and how I manage that business, what do I need to do to avoid that again? And as long as I apply that into my new ventures that I do, or in my new way of analyzing a company that we're looking at in the private equity world, as long as you're taking those key learnings and takeaways from that mistake or that failure, then that's no longer a failure. It's actually ends up being part of that success, and that what drives you.
The audience is a big fan of yours. We just have another caller here. Ali, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Ali, welcome to Ion Careers. A pleasure to have you with us this evening.
Thank you. A pleasure to be here.
And so where are you? Driving around or?
I am heading back home from work, actually.
Ah, you're putting in the long hours. Good for you.
Yeah.
So you had a question for Samer?
Yes, I did, actually. The thing is, I started off with the local bank as a relationship officer in the SME segment lending. And now I wanted to move into an MNC multinational bank, which I managed to do. But the thing is, I think what's holding me back is the fact that I only hold a finance, bachelor's in finance degree from a tier 3 university from the U.S. So apart from, you can see, my work timings are really, can take a toll on my day, and I really don't have time to do a lot of studying or dedicate any time to studying. But what I would like to know is if you could recommend any certifications that could help me get into investment side of banking, or just go further on the lending department, SME lending.
Yeah, sure. One of the best things is, and one of the greatest certification is to take the CFA. It's a long process. It's the 3-year process, it's something that gives you a good preparation. And another thing that you can do as well is sometimes even with the banks that you're working with, you can talk to them. Try to do an executive MBA, for example. And that is, a lot of companies are very open to these ideas because they know that they're going to get back somebody who is even more qualified than they currently are. And that makes it, that's an interesting thing. So those are two things that you can consider. The other one is to kind of on your own kind of re-specialize in certain areas within the bank to make you stand out and be unique in front of other colleagues.
We have Ali. We actually have another surprise guest here just in the studio, a man who has been a chief financial officer for some of the world's largest companies and managing director for extremely large local family businesses. He has over 20 years of business experience and is currently leading the ICAEW. He's a chartered accountant and a wealth of knowledge here. It's Mr. Peter Bainan. Peter, welcome to Ion Careers.
Good evening. Welcome. Thank you.
I did say your last name correctly.
You did indeed.
It only took me 6 months to find out. But Peter, you also have a wealth of experience, and I think listening to Ali's question, you had some advice.
Yeah, my advice is that there are many different qualifications that you should look at. CFA is certainly a qualification which has been pushed fairly hard in this part of the world, but there are other qualifications depending on what side of investment that you're actually looking at. If you're merely looking at analyzing investments and looking at the financial analysis side, portfolio management, then CFA is very much a qualification you should be looking to do. But if you actually want to be promulgating, actually doing the deals, sort of doing the negotiation, looking at the restructuring of the balance sheets and that type of thing, then there are other qualifications you should look at, which are probably more pertinent to the job that you're looking at. Certainly we, as the Institute of Chartered Accountants, have our own corporate finance faculty qualifications, which specifically do prepare you to look at the promulgation of the deal, to do the deal, to actually look at the financial restructuring of the balance sheet, the acquisition deal, the negotiation of the deal, and look at all the many different aspects rather than just doing the analytical work around analyzing the financial statements. So there are different qualifications. CFA is certainly not the only one. It is certainly one of the ones you should look at, but one should potentially look broader depending on what aspect of the deal you're looking at.
Yeah. I think the most common one here is also, like, if whoever I've asked, usually people just recommend CFA. But that's, I think, what it is if I want to continue the corporate side, which I'm already, I already hold some experience in, and if I want to excel in that, which is corporate lending for SMEs, are there any specific certifications apart from CFA, which is the obvious one, that I could look at, and where can I get that sort of information or guidance?
Well, of course, I mean, I'm going to have to push our own qualifications. The Institute of Chartered Accountants do qualifications in corporate finance, and they certainly are things that you should look at. Should you look at the ICAEW.com and look at the corporate finance faculty, then there are qualifications under that one that you should look at. The other thing, just to be aware of, you rightly say that the CFA is the common one. Just think about setting yourself apart from what everybody else is doing. If everybody is doing doing the CFA, then you're merely putting yourself one of the many sardines in the shoal. Try and think of yourself more of a tuna who's going to start feeding on the shoal of sardines. So look at being somewhat different from the rest of the crowd. And if you do a qualification which pushes you that much further, which helps you stand out from the crowd, then you're not a sardine. You are the tuna trying to feed on those sardines.
I don't know. Right. The whole thing's starting to smell a bit fishy to me. But
Ali,
thank you so much, Ali, for calling in, and good on you working, burning the midnight oil and working late tonight. Good for you.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Peter, thank you so much for jumping in there.
You're
That's
welcome.
Peter from the ICAW.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And Samer, you know, I do see people who are going into that side. A lot of my clients say CFA very highly valued, but also to Peter's point, chartered accountancy never hurts either.
Definitely.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time on your Thursday night to come out. Hopefully we can have you on again. There's so much stuff to talk about that we didn't get a chance to touch on.
Well, with pleasure. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. It was a delightful evening.
And we'll be looking to see what's on the horizon for Amwal Khalij. I understand there's a few maybe deals in the pipeline cooking up.
Yes, there are. So hopefully we'll have some good announcements in the next 6 months, 6 to 9 months.
Great. Thank you so much, and enjoy your weekend. That was Samer Saraf, the country head for Amwal Al Khalij, one of the region's top private equity firms. Coming up, we are going to be handling the career clinic, and we'll have a very special guest, an entrepreneur, a businesswoman, someone who's been a big inspiration to so many people. It is Pauline Madana. I'm Madani. I'm killing this. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to just stay with us because she's coming right up. It's Pauline Madani.